Okay, let's begin our discussion of Chulin Daf Lamed Beis, the heart of Chulin, Lamed Beis Lev, Chulin Daf Lamed Beis. We are on Lamed Aleph Amed Beis. We are on the last line by the two dots. Yesterday was a very important daf, all about Kavana, Kavana B'Shchita, Kavana in the Maisa Shchita, Kavana in the Heter Shchita. Do we compare it to Nida? Do we compare it to other cases in Halacha? What about Ritzicha? What about Netilas Yadayim? All the discussion that we had related to other areas of halacha. So let us start with Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the last line. Amar Rava, says Rava on the bottom line. Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Amar Rava, shachat para v'shachat behema acheres ima l'deri yakol psula. We're about to speak about para aduma. Just to keep in mind, we spoke about para aduma a little bit in the end of the first parak. But keep in mind, the Rambam in Hilchos Para Aduma says there are two mitzvahs related to para aduma. None of them are mitzvahs to do something specifically, but the Rambam says one mitzvah is din para aduma, and the other mitzvah is din tumas mei nida v'taharasan. All the halachas regarding para aduma, and all the regarding the shechita, regarding the avoda, what's done, that's all one mitzvah. And then the second one is din tumas mei nida. If you look in the Minyan HaKatzah, the Rambam says the first mitzvah is la'asos para aduma lihios afara muchan. Shenemar v'haysal adas b'nei Yisrael. So to get to shecht and to burn and to do everything up until having that mixture ready, that's mitzvah one. And then mitzvah two is to use it, and what happens when you use it. Lihios mei nida mitamin la'adam tahor u'mitaharin la'adam tamei mitumas mei spilvad. Right, so that's the two mitzvahs of Paraduma, really one leading into the next one. Paraduma, everything creating the mechatas, that's all one mitzvah. And the other mitzvah is using the mechatas. So it's the Rambam, they're getting into this Paraduma. One of the halachas of Paraduma is that one is not allowed to have done malacha with the para, or done malacha while involved in the avoda of the para. Either one. So that's what we're going to focus on right now. So it says Rava, bottom of Laman Aleph Mabes. Amar Rava, Shachat Para, V'Shachat Behema Acheres Ima. Remember the Mishnah we spoke about, that if you shecht two animals at once, that was 2 days ago we had that. So, similar, somebody shechts a para and shechts another animal along with it. Rashi says, second to last line, Chulin Sheniskavein La. We'll get, Rashi's already foreshadowing, contrasting to the next case. I shecht the para aduma, and there's another cow that's my personal cow next to it, and I have kavana to shecht both of them. So then, l'divrei HaKol, psula. That passes the para aduma, because the para aduma is not allowed to have work done with it. So this is considered another proper shechita done with it. Therefore, it's going to passel the para aduma, even though the animal, the chulin animal, is kosher. There's nothing wrong with that animal. You shechted it properly with kavana. But nishchata behema acheres ima. What if you didn't actively, it wasn't shachat, but if it just happened, nishchata behema acheres ima, below miskaven, you didn't have kavana to do it, you didn't realize maybe that there was another animal there, and your knife went back and forth, and it shechted the animal. So what happens in that case? So, it depends. L'Rebbe Nassan, according to Rebbe Nassan, remember Rebbe Nassan who we had yesterday, who said that you don't need kavana for shechita, right? Even without kavana, that we have Rebbe Nassan Meduyik from the Mishnah on Daf Beis, way back when, and we had him from the Meduyik from the Mishnah yesterday. I think if the sakin falls down and shechs, and we were medayik between nafla and hipila, even without kavan. And the Mishnah Gemara said, that's according to Rabbi Nassan. So according to Rabbi Nassan, this other animal that you shechted without kavana, it's a good shechita. So the better shechita it is for chulin, the worse it is for para aduma. So the Rabbi Nassan, para psula. The para is pasul, because what you did is proper. Behemak shera, the other animal is kosher. They work hand in hand. Because the other animal is kosher, because you don't need kavana for shechitas chulin, that's why it's considered significant and considered a malacha while shechting the para aduma. L'Rabbanan, but the opposite, the Rabbanan who say that you need kavana for shechitas chulin, and if you don't have kavana, it's possible, so that here, what you did to the chulin animal is not significant. Para kshera, behema psula. So the opposite. The para aduma is going to be kasher because you didn't do anything besides it. And the behema is psula because you didn't have proper kavana. Right? So that is the chilak that Rava makes. Pshita, it's simple logic. So isn't that which part of Rava's statement is the chiddush? Nishchata behema acheres to Rabbi Nosson et Srichalei. This last line is the chiddush according to Rabbi Nosson Shita. Rabbi Nosson, who says normally that you don't need kavana for shchita, but here it's still a chiddush to say that if you sheft another animal along with the paraduma by accident, let's say b'shog without kavana, that's the chiddush. Why? Salkadayta chamina, I might have said, v'shachat osa amarachmana, v'lo osa v'chaderta. I might have said that the limud, when it comes in, parshas chukas, you have to sheft it, the paraduma. What is that excluding? What are you not allowed to do while you're shechting the paraduma? Sheft another paraduma. You can't do both of them at once. Right, the world of ein ots and mitzvahs chavilos. The hechidami kon shachat shtei paras ba'adi adadi. You might have thought that you can't shech two at once. Aval behemah the chulin emalo. But if it's a chulin animal that's not considered so significant in relationship to paraduma, therefore it wouldn't passel, even according to Rabbi Nosson, that it's a good shchita. Kamash malan. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is still that we say that the animal, the paraduma, is nifsal. Maybe. Because, and this the Meiri picks up on, because it's not just based on the Pasuk. Maybe just based on the Pasuk, we would have said, V'shachat osa amrachman of lo osa v'chaverta. We would have said that. Kamash malan, either you could say that you don't make that drasha, or even if you make that drasha, there's another reason Rabbi Nosson says pasul, and that's misvara. Misvara, this is called a malacha, because what you did is a significant shchita. Okay, it's interesting that the Gemara says, oh, you might have thought it's only if you are shechting two paradumas at once. There weren't too many paradumas in history. So you might have had two at the same time. The Mishnah says in the Maseches Para, I'll read it to you from the Rambam. The Rambam quotes it. In the end of Paragimel in Hilchas Paraduma, the Rambam says, V'teisha paradumos na'asu, mishnitztava b'mitzvazu achachar v'bayis ha'shbishniya. There were nine paradumas from the time that Moshe Rabbeinu commanded this mitzvah until Churban Bayis Sheni. Nine paradumas. That's a lot. That's very few paradumas for a long time in history. But think about it. If you have a paraduma, and it's a kayah was a very large animal, and you have the ashes, you only need a drop of the mixture. So it was enough. Atachar by shnia. Rishona asa Moshe Rabbeinu. Shnia asa Ezra. So from Moshe Rabbeinu until Ezra, they had one paraduma. Moshe Rabbeinu had one, and that lasted all the way until the rebuilding of Bayish Sheni. Ezra had the second one. V'sheva me Ezra at Churban HaBayis. And there were seven during Bayish Sheni. That's nine. And then the Rambam says, V'ha'asiris oseh ha-melech ha-mashiach. The tenth one Mashiach is gonna mention. I think I mentioned this in a Parsha Shir last year, Parsha Chukas, because the Rambam adds in two words. V'ha'asiris oseh ha-melech ha-mashiach, mehera yigale. May he be revealed quickly. The Rambam generally does not end Prakim and Mishnah Torah, you know, like we end Divrei Torah and Drushas, and we should be Zochah, the B.S. Gold, telling him, Harvey Meinu Amen. The Rambam doesn't usually say that, but here the Rambam says that. The Rambam says that the tenth word is going to come from Melech HaMashiach, Mehiri Yigala. So we mentioned then that the Lubavitcher Rebbe is mayor on this Rambam, that maybe this is part of the Chiv of Tzipisul Yeshua. That whenever one mentions and hopes for Mashiach, it has to be a knee-jerk reaction of every Jew. It can't be, okay, when Mashiach comes. No, when Mashiach comes, the Meher V'Yameinu, it's automatic. And it's these two words of the Rambam in Mishnah Torah. Remember, this is a halachic work. Every word here is telling us halacha. So maybe that's what the Rambam is adding for us at the end of Paragimel, Hilchos Paraduma, when he says the tenth one is going to be made by Melech Mashiach, Meher Yigala. Those two words is the basis for all Divrei Torah that has been given the past hundreds of years that end off with a hope for Mashiach. Okay, let's continue. Last two lines before the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, we spoke about animals being shechted during the Paraduma Avoda. What about other Avodas? Chatach Dala'as Ima. Let's say I'm in the middle of doing the Shechita of the Paraduma, and for some reason I'm also cutting a cucumber. I'm cutting a melon at the same time. Divrei HaKol Psula, that again possible, because I'm not allowed to be involved in any other work during the Avodah, the Paraduma. It's the only carbon that has such a requirement. The other ones, you have to have kavani, you can't have hashadas from the Avodah. But Paraduma has a specific requirement for malacha. Nechtecha, maybe Agla Rufa also. Nechtecha Dala'as Ima, Divrei HaKol Kshera. But here, if it happens below miskaven, then even Reb Nosson would agree is kasher. Because there's no halachic significance to the cutting of the dalas. So if it happens below miskaven, it's okay, so you did something without kavana. But it's not that your kavana was taken away from the avoda of the paraduma. Period. Okay. So now we get into the next psul shchita on our list. We spoke about hagrama back in the first parak. Right, that was when we spoke about the two-thirds and the one-third. So now we're going to get into the discussion of shehiya. And then the next mission is going to be about chalada. So now we're going to get into shehiya, delaying during the Maisa Shechita. So nafla sakin vihigbiya. What happens if I'm in the middle of shechting and the knife falls down? The knife fell out of my hands. So I lift it up and I continue shechting. But there was a break in the middle. Chassam Sofer says it must not have fallen on its point. Because if it fell on the point, then you got to check the knife again, and then you're stuck, and you're ruined unless you take another knife right at that moment. But the Mishnah says if the knife fell down and he picked it up, naflu kela vihigbian, or let's say he wasn't wearing his belt that day, so his toga fell down and he lifted up his toga in the middle of shechting, hishchiz es hasakin va'af. What happens if he sharpened his knife? This is Rashi's shot of this line. He sharpened his knife before he did the shechita. So that kind of tired him out. So while he was then doing his shechita, he got tired va'af, and he started fainting. He got weak. B'chaver v'shachan, and his friend came along in the middle and continued the job for him. So each of these cases, there was a delay in the middle. So, im shaha kidei shechita, psula, if he delayed in the amount of time that it would have taken to shecht what? We don't know yet. The Gemara will talk about it. To do some type of shechita psulas, that's possible. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shaka de Bikur. Rabbi Shimon says, no, the delay has to be the amount of time that it would have taken to check. To check what? So again, we'll have to see the Gemara. We discussed this back in the first parak. To check the simanim, to check the knife. So either way, some type of shechita. Is there a reason that we could give for why shehiya is a problem? Is there a svar, or is it ultimately xeris akasiv of halacha boshim b'sinais? Look, in the Sharm Seder Halacha, he summarizes three different suggestions given in the Achronim for the reason for shehiya being a problem. He quotes the Maisa Gaonim, who says the psul shehiya is kivan sheshaha kishir v'yachar kach gamra mesa hu deshachit v'anan v'inan sheyishchot chaya. Number one is that there's a halacha, they have to shecht a live animal. If there's shehiya in the middle, then basically the animal is considered dead already after what you did. If you did a significant part of the shechita, you didn't do a halachic shechita yet, but the animal is considered dead. So therefore, that's the problem with shehiya. Va'od, or number two, machmas biasusa mivladam be'evarim. Right when you do shechita, part of the point is to get the blood out. Right, we had that on Shabbos, but that's why you did shechita bitzavar in the neck, because that's what gets the blood out. So maybe if you delay, the blood is not going to come out in the proper way because it's in the middle. So biasusa, the animal is scared, the animal doesn't know what's going on, and some of the blood is absorbed in the other parts of the body, so it's not going to come out properly. Number two, a third idea, the prisha. In Yoredei Simen Chav Gimel and the Simen about Shehiya, what Yerid says, maybe it's a special din. Mishum dechsiv v'shachat, mashma shechita achas velo shnei shechitas. If you have Shehiya in the middle, it's because there are two shechitas. You need to do one shechita. Three suggestions that are given. Finally, he says the Tfu Ashar, which is the major work on Hilchos Shechita, which a member of Melech Shechter told me once that in Europe, all the Shochtim knew Tfu Ashar by heart. They knew it called backwards, forwards. They knew the Tfu Ashar by heart on Hilchos Shechita. So he says that I've seen certain suggestions given for the psul of Shechita, and he says, don't focus on them. I see some that try to give reasons. Don't focus on them because it could lead to problems. Why could it lead to problems? Because you're just going to say one reason is, oh, because the blood's going to get stuck. Oh, but I'm going to make sure the blood doesn't get stuck. And therefore you're going to get out of the problem of shehiya. V'chein yesh b'chol shar ta'amim makam l'taus. V'lachayin ein l'cha reshus l'hara v'taymam klal. G'zeres ha-melachayin me'alach l'moshe m'sinayin. So g'zeres ha-melach. G'zeres ha-melach l'efer. Don't focus on the reasons. Even though we have suggestions of some achronim for the isser of shehiya, for the psul of shehiya, says the Tfu Ashar, don't focus on them and just do what you're supposed to do without focusing on the reason. Okay, that's in terms of shehiya. So we have the case of the Mishnah that all these cases of if the knife fell, if your clothes fell, if you sharpen the knife and then you become faint, so then it is possible. If you look how the Rambam formulates this Mishnah, The Rambam says in Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, Shehiyah Ketzad. What's the psul of Shehiyah? Says the Rambam. And this, by the way, is the first psul discussed by the Rambam. It's interesting that we already had a Mishnah about Hagrama. But if you look in the back of Daf Tes, I think Shehiyah was the first one there, right? When it lists all the psulei Shechita, that a Tav HaChacham has to be a Baki. Ve'iluhei, Shehiyah Drasa Chalada Hagrama Iker. Yeah, Hagrama, that was discussed first in Mishnayis, but that's fourth on the list. But says the Rambam, Shehiyah Ketzad, Hari Shehizcha Lishchot V'higbiya Yado Kodem Shehigbar Shechita. If somebody shechting and he stops in the middle, V'shaha, and he was shoheh, Bein B'shogeg, Bein B'mezid, Bein B'ones, Bein B'ratzon. Those last two words were not in the old version. I'm reading the Frankel. Bein B'ratzon, Shogeg Mezid Ones Ratzon. V'chazar hu o acher v'gamer as a shechita, that he finished, if you were shoheh with enough time, that the shechita is, too much time, the shechita is pasul. Where did the Rambam get this from? Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'ones? So the Bach says, our Mishnah. It's exactly our Mishnah. Why the Bach says, nafla sakin v'hig biha, that's a case of shogeg, right? You dropped the knife. You picked it up. Naflu kela v'hig biha, your clothes started falling down. That's mezid. Just let your clothes fall down and finish the job. What, if somebody is, his toga fell down, finish the job. He's not making a bracha anymore. And finally, ones was hishkas as a socket, and then he fell asleep. So those are the three lies, and that's why it's in the order of the Rambam, because the Rambam's copying the Mishnah. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'ones. The problem is, he has one more that the Mishnah doesn't have, bein b'ratzon. Was there between mezid and ratzon? But that's the, if you look in the Shinin Nuschos, that bein b'ratzon is not in the old version. That in the old version, and that's the Bach, I don't think, had it. So that's why he doesn't comment on the Bein B'ratzon line. Okay, either way, that's the order of the Mishnah. So, says the Gemara, my Kedei Shechita, what is Kedei Shechita? It says if he delayed Kedei Shechita, that's the problem. Amar Rav, Kedei Shechita Behem Acheres. Rav says, enough time to shecht another animal. Right, start to finish. You don't go by how much time is left. Right, similar Ibaya is asked in Maseches Megillah. When the Gemara talks about there that the Megillah has to be done in order, you can't take a break in the middle. Bedilug, so the Gemara says, with enough time to finish. Enough time to finish from where you're up to, or enough time to finish the whole Megillah? Right? Similar question here. Enough time to do the rest of the Shechita or the whole Shechita? So Rav says, the entire Shechita. Amri le Rav Kahana v'Ravasi le Rav, kidei Shechitas behema le behema, v'of le of, o dilma af behema le of. When it says Shehiyah, you have to have enough time for Shechita, does that mean respectively? If you're shechting a behema, the zman of shehiyah is shechitas behema, and if you're shechting an oaf, the zman is shechitas oaf, or are we mako that the zman is shechitas behema even for an oaf? So Amar Lahu, so Rav says, lo havi badichna be bechabibi de ishaile. You're asking me a kasha that I never got to ask my uncle. His uncle was Rabbi Chiya. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Rav's uncle was Rabbi Chiya both from his mother's side and from his father's side. He was an uncle in two ways. Why? Because, I think Rashi quotes it. You see the first white line? Rav bar achuha u bar achte de Rabbi Chiya have. He was the son of the brother and the son of the sister of Rabbi Chiya. Rashi, at the beginning of Sanhedrin, discusses exactly how that is. But that's he was related on both sides. So he called him Chabibi. That was a lushan of endearment. So he said, I wasn't on my uncle's good side at that moment that I could have asked him the kasha. Right? But dichna usually means a joke, right, in Aramaic. So he says, that day in Shir, I wasn't on his good side. And therefore, I couldn't answer the kasha, so I'm sorry, I can't answer you that question. So, Rav's not going to be able to give the answer there, so let's see what he says later on in a brisa. Itmar, or in a discussion on the Amaram. Amar Rav, Kedeshkuz, Behemel, Behemel, Vof, Lof. I guess he found out afterwards. He never heard it from his uncle, but he found out that we go Lechumra. Rav is Lechumra, because Shechitas Of, you go by Of, which is a shorter amount of time. Ushmuel, Amar, Filu, Behemel, Of. And Shmuel says, even Behemel, Of. But he's more Mako. Another shear. Enough time to bring an animal and shecht it. Says the Gemara, Yavi afilu me'alma. Now, what do you mean bring another animal? What if the animal is 100 yards away? What if the animal is a mile away? What's the shear? What do you mean enough time to bring another animal? So, Amar of Papa, Omedes lahat legibinayo. No, it doesn't mean bringing another animal from somewhere else. It means the animal is right next to you, but in order to shecht it, you have to bring it, hold it down on the ground. So that's what it means. Enough time to bring your animal down to the ground and then shecht it. So he just adds in, Rabbi Hananya just adds in a few extra seconds to hold down the animal. If you remember, we mentioned a couple of days ago when we spoke about shechting a giraffe, one of the issues about shechting a giraffe was not that it's not kosher, but that it's almost impossible to hold down the giraffe. How do you hold it down? It's just practical issues. So that's like, it's not able to omid lahatil the animal. Amri b'ma'a rava mishveid Rabbi Yosef b'Rabbi Chanina, last year, k'dei sheyag bihena v'yar bitzena v'yishcho daka ladaka v'gasa l'gasa. You have to like grab and lift up the animal before you put it down. So even adds a little bit more. Enough time to lift it up and then be marbitzed and then put it down and shech. And he even adds you even more specific. Dakas for dakas and gasas for gasas. Meaning like goats, you go by how long it takes for you to get a goat or a sheep. Gasa, a bull or a cow, that's how long you go by how long it takes there. What do we paskin? So again, Rashi, as he keeps doing in Maseches Chulin, unusually, right? More in Maseches Chulin, as we mentioned, Rashi paskins than almost all other Masechtas. Even in Hilchos Shabbos, even in Maseches Shabbos, other Lamaisa Masechtas. Says Rashi on the fourth wide line, the Af Al Gav, the Rav Rabbi Yochanan Halachak Rabbi Yochanan, even though we usually paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, when he argues with Rav, Kivan to Kimle Rabbi Yosi by Rabbi Chanina Bishitase de Rav Dama Daka Ladaka Vegasa Lagasa, because there are those Rabbi Yisrael Chanina is Mako like Rav, is a Machmer like Rav, the Mila Shamina Va'ofla Of, we have Dina Lachumra. So because he had someone else on Rav's side, so he passed Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan. Fine, remember what we mentioned in the past, the humorous question, somewhat, that Rabbi Chanan answered B'chaim, and that is, we paskin Rav Tana Upalig. Rav Tana Upalig, but Rabbi Yochanan, Tosva says, argues on that principle. So maybe we shouldn't, Rabbi Yochanan said the Rav cannot argue. Right, Rav Rabbi Yochanan, so the question is, if Rav Tana Upalig, but we don't paskin that way because Rav Rabbi Yochanan loved Rabbi Yochanan, so we should paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that Rav can't be, is not considered a Tana Upalig. So how can we ever pass it like that? So that was Rabbi Chana quoting the Kovach Shirim in the end, I think, of Baba Basra. So Rabbi Chaim answered him that the whole question doesn't even get off the ground. We mentioned this in our Misorah Shirim, and that is Rabbi Chaim held like the simple interpretation of the Kesef Mishnah in the second parak of Hilchos Mamrim, where the Kesef Mishnah seems to say that Me'ikar Hadin Amoraim are allowed to argue on Tanaim. They wouldn't, but they could. That's what the Kesef Mishnah seems to say based on the Rambam. They accepted not to because they knew that if the Atana didn't say something, there's a good chance that they'll be wrong. But Meikar Adin, they could. They had that authority. Reb Chaim said that to Reb Chanan. The whole question doesn't get off the ground. Rav Tana Upalig, really an Amora could argue on Atana. So we say he's considered a Tana and therefore he would. But Meikar Adin, he could if he would want to. We mentioned that most Achronim assume. Otherwise, most Achronim say that Amoraim are not allowed to argue on Tanoim. That was an important stage of the Mesorah, the Ksivas HaMishnah. Where does it say it in the Gemara? That was an important stage of the Mesorah. So that's the Gemara that we like to quote from Avodah Zarah Daf Tes and the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Chelek, where the Gemara says that the world is going to be 6,000 years long, 2,000 years of Tohu, 2,000 years of Torah, 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach. And Rashi says, of course, there's Torah in the last 2,000 years also. It just means that there's also Yemos HaMashiach. But the Marsha says on that Gemara in Sanhedrin, no. The point is that Torah was finished at the year 4,000, which was just about the year that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi put together the Mishnah. And after that, there's only applications. There's nothing new. There's no more chidushim in terms of yesodos, but it's all applications of those yesodos that the Tanam came up with. So according to that whole approach, an Amora is not allowed to argue on a Tanam. So that is that's related to what Rashi says here about Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rava. Says Rava. Hashochi besakin ra'a. What if somebody has a bad knife? What does a bad knife mean? It doesn't mean with pagimas all over. It just means it's dull. It's a dull knife, so it wants to go very slowly back and forth and back and forth. It takes a long time to do the shechita. So afilu kalayam kulo ksheira. As long as he's doing the shechita properly, even if he's using a dull knife, it's okay. Boy Rava. Shehios maushi itztarfu. Rava asks, what if you have a couple of shehios, but none of them are each long enough to pasul the shechita? You had a break, then you continued again, then you had a break, then you continued again. Can the shehios be mitztarif? Do you combine all of them? So the Gemara says, "V'tifshalem yidei." Why don't you prove it from the previous line? Rava just said you could be shechting all day. So doesn't that mean, with a sakin ra, doesn't that mean that you took some breaks in the middle? So doesn't that show that shehiyas are not mitzdareif? So the Gemara says, no. Hasa mitalo shaha. It could be that that case over there by shochem shakin ra, he didn't stop at all. Just took him a long time to get through the shechita. But it doesn't mean that there were any types of shehiyos. Boy, Rav Huna, breder of Nasan. Shaha b'miyut simanim mahu. Teku. What's the halacha of shaha b'miyut simanim? What does this mean, shaha b'miyut simanim? So this is the machlokas Rashi Tosis. What does it mean, miyut simanim? So Rashi says here, again, the Gemara has this question about shehiyah right here. The Gemara had the question yesterday, 2 days ago, on Laman Amabeis. Hechlud b'miyut simanim mahu. It had it about chalada. Back in the first paragraph, we had it about hagrama. Rashi in all the places says, what does it mean? Miyut basra. Rashi says it means, once, even though you've already finished the shechita, and if you would stop doing the shechita, you shechted rov simanim, Rashi says, you still have the possibility, at least the Gemara asked the question, of passeling b'miyut basra. You didn't have to do this part of the shechita, but once you did it, it's halachically considered part of the ma'aseh shechita, and therefore that is the question that Rav Huna Breder of Nasan Heyer asks, shaha b'miyut simanim ma'o. Rashi says, right here, see Rashi on the eighth white line or so, miyat simanim, shachad arov, v'shav, miyat achron. Right, do we say that that ruins it because of what you did at the end? If you see Tosis on the Laman of the base, not Tosis here, Tosis back on Laman of the base quotes Rashi, and he says Rashi's wrong. Right, he quotes Rashi, says this by Pirish Bakutris, Laman of the base, b'miyat basra, avo b'miyat kama, pshita lan davi nevela. But the Rashi, obviously, it's a nevela of b'miyat kama, v'agrama nami, also agrama and chalad, and he quotes all of them, and Rabbeinu Tam argues. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, the whole discussion here is in miyat kama. And the question is, if you had a little bit of shehi or any of these problems, a little bit right when you started the shechita, do we say that maybe you didn't start the shechita yet? Maybe halachically it's not called starting the shechita. But that is the question of machlokas between Rashi and other Rishonim, it's really most Rishonim hold like Tosfos, related to this question of miyut basra. If you look at the Rambam has a totally different shot of what the Gemara's question is. We're not going to focus on it, but if you look in Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalid, of Hilchos Shechita, the Rambam does not take a stand on miyut basra. He probably holds like Rabbeinu, the other Rishonim, because he doesn't say that that's a question. Right? He quotes just a different formulation of what the exact suffix is in the Gemara. Just one Hosafa though that we didn't mention before, and that is, look in Rashi here. Look in Rashi here on the bottom of the Amud. Rashi says Teku, and therefore Lachumra. So we go Lachumra in Miyad Basra. Ubamiyat 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines for the bottom. Ubamiyat Kama, Ida Gageras Lav Midi Avid Velo Shehiyahi. Vidaveshad in Kosa Masha, it quotes that, Becholu continue, Vinire. Rashi says Vinira. Again, very unusual for Rashi. After even passing, Rashi says Lachumra by Miyad Basra, and then Rashi says, and therefore, it appears to me, Dahashochet Rov Simanim, Vihishlich Miyado. What happens if you did a proper shechita? Right? Shochet Rov Simanim. And then you threw the animal away. Right? You threw it to the side. Vihaof Shohel Lamos. And all of a sudden, you shechted Rov of one simon, and then you see the animal is flailing on the floor. You see the animal's in a lot of pain. So you just want to kill the animal. Because you don't want it to be in pain. Asur Lachzar Vilachto Chamiyut B'Torah Shechita. Rashi says, if you're just going to kill the animal to put it out of its misery, out of its pain, don't do it by the neck and finish off the shechita. Why? Because you just had a shehiyah in between. Demutav sheyake alatzavar b'sakin. Take a knife on its neck and hit it. O yamtin hasheyamus. Just kill it some other way. Says Rashi, it's better not to do it even after you shechta it. So Rashi says, l'maisa, that is an extension of this case, because I hold that Miyat Basra is a problem. So that's why Vinirep, I think this is going to be a problem. Two ha'aras on this. Number one is the word Vinireh. What is the word Vinireh coming to see? Right, the Achronim say, Vinireh shouldn't, isn't this just Pashit? Right, this is the question of the Achronim on Rashi. What is the word Vinireh? V'lechora, right, this is the question of the Tvu Oshar, the question of the Nodabi Yehuda, L'chora Kasha. Rashi says it's an Ibai, but still L'chumra, and then he says Vinireh. Why is it Vinireh? This is the Halacha. This is just the Halacha. It's not a Vinireh. So says the Shvus Yaakov in a Tshuva, the Adkan, Chelik Alef Simin Nun Dalin, Adkan Lo Nistavik B'Gemara, the Gemara is only, and this makes a lot of, very Mistaver, Shus Yaakov says, when do we say that all of these B'miyad Basar could be a problem? If you're still involved in the Maisa Shechita, and if you still have the animal in front of you, the knife's in the neck, do you continue when you do something in a problematic way? But if you already stopped, and the animal is on the floor now, if you go back now, that's going to be part of the Maisa Shechita. So what if you do it in the same place by the neck? The Shechita's done. Why should you say this is part of the Maisa Shechita? It's finished. It's over. Even now, you're going to say, that's the venira in Rashi. Because Rashi realizes that this is an extension. You didn't have to say this. Really, B'miyad Basra is once you finish the Maisa Shechita, it's finished. And now, venira? So that's why the Shvus Yaakov says, I think that's an extension of Rashi. And therefore, he says, maybe B'diavad, it wouldn't be Nifsal. Even though we say teku, and it's yibayit alo ifshat ala chumra, so Rashi is just saying v'nireh only on alachadchil level, not on a b'diyevah level, and this is a discussion that Odu Behuda in Yoradeyasim in Beis, and others say, and quoting the Pesachei Tshuva, there in Hilcha Shechit, in Simen Chaf Gimel, that they don't agree, they don't know what the v'nireh is, but who says that it's only a din alachadchil? It might even be a din b'diyevah. But that's the v'nireh in Rashi. Number one. The other point just to make is that, interesting, Rashi notes that the issue here that you might want to kill the animal quickly is called the Tsar Balechayim. So just to mention, as we still have not had a separate shiur on it, but we like to mention it often, and that is the source for Tsar Balechayim. So there are at least 11 sources, of Rashi Weiss quotes, for Tsar Balechayim. What is the source for? Rashi does not quote a source. The Gemara never quotes a source. Some say it's V'racham ala kol masav, Pasuk in Ashrei. Some say the Balei Atosfos on Chumash say that the source is the Isser of Losach Rosh B'Shor V'Chamor Yachtov. You can have a kosher and a non-kosher animal plowing next to each other, or even Machlokes Rishonim, whether it's kosher or not kosher, any two types. One of them is going to be chewing its cud. One of them is going to not be chewing its cud. One animal is going to look and he's going to think that the other one's getting a snack by chewing his cud. He's not going to realize that it ate an hour ago just like he did. So that's Tsar Balei Chaim. That's amazing. That's one of the sources of Tsar Balei Chaim. Other sources given, some say, the Rambam says, by Bilam, Lama Kisa Sasoncha, why are you hitting me by the donkey? So in various possibilities and suggestions for the pasuk for the source of Tsar Balei Chaim. But what's amazing is that there is no source for it in Shas. So Rav Asher Weiss suggests that maybe this is a perfect example of what he calls Ratzon Hashem, the fifth Shulchan Aruch. And that is why there's so many sources, because there's really no source. The source is because you know this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. Right? And therefore, the Torah, the Shas doesn't give a source. There are so many suggestions, but ultimately, the source is Ratzon Hashem. Right? So it's like he says also the Mitzvah of Chinuch. Mitzvah of Chinuch, what? It might only be a Mitzvah Durabanan? Machlokes Rishonim, whether the Mitzvah of Chinuch is Durabanan. What, Daraisa, we don't have to give our kids a Jewish education, mi Durabanan, oh, it's a big Chinuch. The Rabbanan came up and were Misakin that. Of course not. Daraisa, this is Ratzon Hashem. But it's just that Midrabanan, you might have the details. But either way, that's the related to Tsar Balei Chaim, which Rashi quotes right now. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter. Rib Shimon Omer. Imshah Kadei Bikur. So my Kadei Bikur, this is, we have this back in the first parak as well. What is Kadei Bikur? How much is it? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kadei Bikro Shel Chacham. Right enough that a chacham could check. Someone questioned what we said before. What, you don't know where the chacham lives. Does he live close? Does he live far? So what do you mean? It's not the rechla shiurin. Ela kadei bikur tabach chacham. No, it means the shochet himself is a chacham. So he is going to check. Fine. Lomaisa. What do we say is the shiur of shehiyah? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, both by shechting birds and by shechting behemoths, the Rama quotes the minhag is to be matrif all shehiyas. We don't try figuring out how long was the shehiyah for. If there's any delay in the shechita, we're matrif. Says the Rama, chav gimel sif beis. I think it's a sif beis. Yeah, chav gimel sif beis. V'haminag pashit v'medinos elu lahatrif kol shehiyah afilu mashehu. Bein be'of. Bein be'behema. It's the Mordechai right here. V'ein l'shanos. And therefore, that's what we do. That's what we do. The Taz says, if you're just getting moving the knife around to get to a new good spot, maybe not. But if there's any type of delay, there is a we say that we're matchif that shehiyah. Even if somebody says barili that I did it properly, we are. That's what we're matchif. The Shulchan Aruch says that the Rama in Simen Chaf Gimel Sif Beis and in Sif Vav. Okay, that's in terms of lemaisa shehiyah. Next says the Mishnah. Shachat, es aveshet pasak asagar geres. So what does pasak asagar geres mean? So now we're talking about ikur. Ikur and chalada come up in this Mishnah. First is ikur. If you remember back in the first parak, we had a machlokas. 4 out of 5 were clear what the psul was. Ikur was the machlokas. What exactly is ikur? So we had a machlokas there between Rashi and the Bahag. Rashi says ikur means if you just use a knife with a pagam on it. That's Rashi says ikur is. So the other Rishonim say that's not a psul in shchita, that isn't shchita. So that's just nevela. Okay, that was Rashi, but the Bahag says ikur meant, if you remember, that one of the simanim got detached before shchita took place. It was ne'ekar from its attachment to the animal. Okay, two ways. So Hashachar is aveshet pasakar gagaris. Let's go with Rashi's pshat. If somebody shechts one simen and the other simen pasak, he rips. Oh, pasak asagagaris v'akashar aveshet, or the opposite. Pasak, or first he ripped one and then he did the other one. Oh, shachat echad mehen. And Rashi says, this is ikur. Right? Oh, shachat echad mehen v'himtin la'ad shemesa, or he shechted one of them and he waited till the animal died. Right? So that's Shehiyah again. Oh, shehechlet es asachan tachas asheni upasku. Or he put the knife under one of the simanim and then thereby cut the simen then. Again, chalada. So then, what's the halacha? Rabbi Sheva v'omer nevela, Rabbi Kiva v'omer trefa. Right, they both say it's a problem. The machlokas is whether it's a nevela or a trefa, but it is chalada. It's a problem with the shechita in either case. Rashi points out that Yeshevav is a name from different hayamim. Rashi knows that it's not such a common Tanaitic name, and therefore Rashi says, if you know Navi, it's different hayamim. Aleph perachav dalet. But the list of mishmaris Rabbi Sheva is there. Omar says, machlokas here, nevela and trefa. Klal am Rabbi Yeshua, Vishur Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says a klal in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Kol shenifsal abishchitasa, nevela. Anything that's nifsal in the shchita, meaning that it's not a good shchita, and the problem is inherently in that you didn't do the shchita properly, that's called a nevela. And therefore, it has tumas nevela. Nevela, as we mentioned, is an avatuma. Kol sheshchitasa karotwi, v'davar acher garam lalipasel, trefa. Anything that has a proper shchita, but something else caused it to become problematic. It has a hole in the lung, some other problem with the animal, that's a trefa. Meaning that it was a good shchita, but it is a trefa, v'hodolo Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva was eventually mode to Rabbi Yeshua, so therefore, in this case it's a nevela. Because you didn't do any of the psule shchita, that's not considered a external side problem. That's a problem within the shchita itself, and therefore, all these cases would be nevela. And Rabbi Akiva was mode to Rabbi Yeshevav in the name of Rabbi Yoshua. So in our case, it would be a nevela. The Rivash in Etshuva, Simen Taf Gimel, says this is only for halachic purposes. What is called nevela, what is called trefa for tumentara. In terms of buying and selling, you don't have to be so madai, because Lashon B'nai Adam calls everything a trefa. Like we say something's not kosher, we say it's trefe. But there's certain things that people say, right? It's like similar, like kids. Like kids, they call everything on Shabbos, sometimes. Kids, everything on Shabbos is muksa. Right? You can't drive a car on Shabbos, muksa. Right? You can't ride on Shabbos, muksa. Right? Not just because of the muksa, but everything is muksa. That means it's also on Shabbos. But here too, so said the Rivash and Shuv and Simen Tav Gimel, that regarding Mekachu Memkar, can be medayik between something's a nevela, something's a trefa, because we might call everything a trefa. Okay. Says the Gemara. Shachar asavei shefa chulo v'hodlo Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva had admitted, meaning all these psulim in our Mishnah are nevela. The question is, though, some of these psulim are also listed in the 18 at the beginning of the next parak. And the next parak is called Ve'elu Trefos. V'ramini Ve'elu Trefos Ve'behema. The following are Trefos when it comes to Behemos. Nekuvas HaVesher Upsukas HaGargaris. That's on our list. If the Vesher gets a hole in it, or the Gargaris gets Nifsak. So how could our Mishnah call it Nevela if the next Mishnah calls it Trefa? So Tosas already says, what's the problem? Tosas at the bottom of an Aleph again. V'yim Tomar, what's the problem? Maybe it's both. Tosas says, V'yim Tomar, Nehi de Nevela Havye, Mikomakom Apokimine, it's a Trefas. Why can't it be both? Why can't it be both? It could be a Trefa, and it's also a Nevela. What if one is removed and the other one exists? Tosas deals with that, maybe V'yishlomar. No, the question is, middle of toast. This is the hachi part. Dim isa de lo mahanya be shchit. If it's really a nevela, it shouldn't have said shreifus. Shouldn't have said, because nevela is even more inclusive. So I should have said the more chamer one, nevela and not shreifa. This also relates, I don't think it's a raya either way, but it relates to the lundus that we've quoted from Reb Chaim a number of times already, and that is Reb Chaim says, at root, shreifa and nevela are the same chaloshe miser. I mean, it helps with Tosfos' question, that shreifa really means nevela lagabe heter achila. Shreifa doesn't mean that it was a good shechita, but it means it was a good shechita for tumah, but it was not a good shechita lagabe iser achila. And that's why the Rambam paskins that nevela and shreifa can be mitztarif, even though they're two isurim. And that's why other rayas that we brought in the past, but that relates again here to nevela and shreifa, Reb Chaim's bar mitzvah pshetel. Okay. Weiter. So how do we answer the question? Mishnah later on at Daf Mem Beis, beginning of Eilat Treifas, says that these are called Treifas, and our Mishnah says they're called Nevela. So three suggestions, three tries. That's today's Amud. This Amud. Amar Rava, try number one. How do we get out of the Stira? Lo Kasha. Kancha Shachat Lebasov Pasak. Kancha Pasak Lebasov Shachat. It depends what happened first. Did you first shech the Veshet and then the Gargaris got cut? Or the opposite? And the Gemara explains, Shachad al-Basov Pasak, if you first shechted one simin, and then the other simin became cut, Nifseles Bishchitahi. So that's called a Psul Bishchita. That's Nevela. That's our Mishnah. Because you're doing the Shechita, and then a problem came. Pasak al-Basov Shachad, but if first, let's say you ruined one simin first, and now you're going to do the Shechita on the second simin, so it's not exactly, but kidavar acher garma li pasal damya. It's like, it's as if there's a prior problem. Just like if there's a hole in the lunga, then you do shechita, that's considered a treifa because there was a prior problem. So here, as you shech the second simin, there's a prior problem. And therefore, maybe that's why the Mishnah later on calls it a treifa. Says the Gemara, that's wonderful, but it doesn't fit into the words of the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says both directions. So you can't say that answer. So Gemara says, Ema vikfar shachar zavesh meikara. Okay, maybe we could reinterpret our Mishnah. When our Mishnah says, and then you shech the veshet, it means it was already shechted. Meaning again, our Mishnah always means you did the shechita first and then the problem started. That's why it's called nevela. Amar le, he says, back to no shnei tshuvas bedavar. You can't say that. Two problems with that suggestion of, it means v'kfar shachat. Chada dahinu kamaisa. If that's true, then what's the difference between the two cases? The two cases is trying to tell me it's an opposite order, both orders. So, what's the difference in the two cases? The od, and also, hatanan, the acharkach. It says, the acharkach. The Bach says this is not in the Mishnah, it's in a Braisa, but either way, in one of the sources, it says, and afterwards, you can't say it means v'kfar if it says v'acharkach. It's saying a specific order. So, Ella Amar Rava, we're still in within answer number one, but Rava says maybe the next Mishnah should be understood differently. Elu Trefis, really, Elu Asuros Ktani. Really, we should understand that Mishnah to mean the following are Asur, but all on different levels. The Yesh Mehen Nevelos, V'Yesh Mehen Trefis. Right, some are Nevelos and some are Trefis. Right, so that was the order. And we should understand it. Maybe not that it says that there, but that's how we should understand the Mishnah. The Tiferes Yaakov knows what was the Havamina, what was the Maskana. We thought originally that it's Trefas, and then we said now you can understand that as Elu Asuros. So he says Mistaver should call Trefas Shinishna Bavisha Shavos. Our Havamina is that they're all equal. They're all similar. And if it's called Trefas, so we assume that's Mol Lahotzi Midei Nevela. They're not Nevela. The Gemara has to say the answer is that no, that maybe they're you have different lead, they're all similar in terms of they're also all asur ba'achila, but lamaskana, they would be different in terms of their tumah and tahara status. So that's Rava's suggestion. So says the Gemara 1 second. If you're saying that you include all different levels of treifas and nevelas, so there are others that should be in the Mishnah. V'lechshav nami dechizkiya. Dorme chizkiya asa gister nevelas. We had earlier. Why don't you put chizkiya in that list? Chizkiya says if you just chop somebody in half, or chop an animal in half, it's a nevela. V'lechshav nami dribelazar. Include Reb Elazar, Damar Reb Elazar, Nitzla Yerach, V'chala Shala Nevela. Reb Elazar said earlier also, if you take out the thigh, and you can see that it's missing from the outside, that's a Nevela. So why aren't those on the list? If that Mishnah is including Nevelas and Treifas, because they're Elu Asuro, so you should have that on the list too. So Gemara says, no. Kiktani Nevela Delamatama Michayim. Maybe the Mishnah only lists Nevelas that are not Mitame, Delamatama Michayim. They're not halachic Nevelas, mechayim when they're alive. But it does not list off nevelas that are mitame mechayim. Like those by Chizkiah and by Rabbi Elazar specifically, even if the animal is still walking around and moving, that's considered a nevela. The case of Gistra, the case of Nitala Yarech. So that's why those aren't in the Mishnah. The Shach and other Achronim ask from this line on a very important Rambam, which we have not mentioned yet in the Masechta, but I'll mention it right now. The Rambam says these cases of Psukas Haveshev, Psukas Agageres, the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says in Perek Gimel Halacha Tes. Where's my Rambam? Perek Gimel Halacha, I'm sorry, not Tes, Yud Tes. Yud Tes. Says the Rambam, Behema Shenitel Yarech Shalav, Achalala Ima. That's the first case that we saw. Or v'cheinim nishpura mafrekes v'rov basar ima oshen nifsak rov hakana oshen nikav aveshet. The case that we just had here, nukubas aveshet psukas agageres, the Rambam says, harezu nevela mechayim ve'ein shchita mo elespa. The Rambam says in all these cases, it's a nevela mechayim, and shchita doesn't work on it. You could do shchita from today till tomorrow, right? Shchita doesn't work. Nevela mechayim. Ask the Shach. Our Gemara says beferish that it's not a nevela mechayim. Our Gemara says that that Mishnah over there only lists nevelas delo matama mechayim. The Rambam calls that a nevela mechayim. All these cases. So what? How does the Rambam read the Gemara? So what most Achronim say that the Noda Yehuda and the on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch they quoted in the Dagam Ervava, Noda Yehuda and the Dagam Ervava and Tzvua Shor, they all say the Rambam must be mechalik between the Isser of nevela and the Tumah of nevela. Our Gemara says, mitama mechayim, miduyak. The Rambam's talking about the Isser of Nevela. You can have an Isser of Nevela mechayim. You can't have Tumas Nevela mechayim. That's the Rambam, Nevela mechayim. If you look in the back, in the Frankel, yes, all the Achronim get into this Rambam, Nevela mechayim. But it's just an important Rambam to know. Paragimol halacha yutes. Okay, but that is all suggestion number one. How do you put together the two Mishnayos that both talk about the same case, Psukas Kageres and Kuvas HaVeshet, our Mishnah calls a Nevela, next pair calls a Trefa. That was number one. Number two, Reb Shimon Lakish Amar, Kan Sheshachet B'Makam Chetach, Kan Sheshachet Shelo B'Makam Chetach. Maybe the difference is whether you continued cutting on the same exact spot. Shachet B'Makam Chetach, Nifsal B'Shchiti. If you cut on the exact spot, so then that's Nevela, because you didn't do a proper... You didn't cut Rov Simon. You just continued going in the problematic spot. Shelo b'makom chetech, but if you cut a totally new spot, if you have a problem in this Simon and you cut a different spot in the other Simon, ki davar acher garam lali pasal damya, it's similar to a trefa. Why? Because you cut one Simon perfectly. You just have another problem on the side. Fine. Says the Gemara, Umiyama Rav Shimon ben Lakish Achi, did Rav Shimon ben Lakish say this? Did Rav Shlakish say this? Umiyama Rav Shimon ben Lakish, shakana sakana v'akach nikva hareya kshera. Rish Lakish says, if you cut the kana and then the lung gets a hole, right, that's one of the trefas. But in this case, it would be kasher. It doesn't trefe it up after you cut the kana. Why? Because the lung is dependent on the kana. Once you cut the kana, it's as if, Alma, kamanda mancha b'dikula dami. It's as if the lung is sitting in a basket. Once you detach the dependency of the lung, the lung's dependent on the kana. Once the kana is not attached to the animal anymore, then the lung is not attached to the animal anymore. So who cares if it gets a hole in it? So that's Rish Lakish's shita. Right? Once you cut the kana, that's it. The whole part, everything related to the kana is outside the animal. So achanami. So to here, kamanda mancha b'dikuladami. So why don't you say here, it's as if that part of the animal that was cut already is outside the animal, so it should be an avela. It shouldn't be a trefa. Rish Lakish says, oh, it's like it's a trefa? What do you mean it's like a trefa? It's as if it's not of the animal anymore. That's an avela. So we reject that and have the third most simple way to answer the question. Ella Amar Reb Chiya Bar Abba Amar Reb Yochanan Lo Kasha Kam Kodem Chazar Kan Lacher Chazara Umishal Azazim Im Koma. Right, our Mishnah is Nevela and that Mishnah is Trefa. That Mishnah is before Rabbi Akiva was Chozerbo, and our Mishnah is after he was Chozerbo, as the Mishnah says. Our Mishnah is first, and we're saying he was Chozerbo in this Mishnah, and that Mishnah was, our Mishnah is second after he was Chozerbo, and that Mishnah is first. So, Rashi says, Ein Seder LaMishnah. Even in one Masechta sometimes. Ein Seder LaMishnah. So Rashi says, in right across from where we are, that's what you have to say, because we have the Chazara before the original Halacha. A little more, let's go, and then we'll stop. Gufa, Amr, Shemen, Laka, Shachar, Zachan, Vachar, Nikva, Reya, Kishera. We said, according to Reish Lakish, if you cut the kana and then the lung gets a hole in it, it's kosher, because as if it's sitting in a basket. Amar, Rava, Lo, Shanu, Lo, Amr, Shemen, Lakish, Ela, Bereya. This is only the lung, because the lung is tali on the kana. Hoel, Vachai, Reya, Tluya, Bakana. Abel, Bebede, Meayim, Lo. What about the intestines? That's not tali on the ray, on the kane. Therefore, it's not just the whole animal is considered shechted already. No, it's only certain parts of the animal that are tali on the kane. Maskavla Rabzeir, Rabzeir says one second. I mean, Akash and Old Basimani trefa, hitarta. Once it becomes a trefa, it's as if this part of the animal is outside the animal. Mali Berea, Mali Bimne Mayayim. What's the difference? What's the difference? You go what's tali specifically on the kane? It's already cut, so it shouldn't make a difference. And Vahadabe Rabzeira, Rabzeira was Choserbo from this problem. How do you know? We'll have to see that tomorrow. How do we know that Rabzeira was Choserbo? Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we will continue.